data, Joe Biden imports almost 1.5 million migrants in 8 months. By Neil Munro on December 20, 2021. President Joe Biden's government has inflated the foreign population in the United States to record levels by adding almost 1.5 million migrants in just 8 months. According to census data reviewed by the Center for Immigration Studies, CIS. The policy added roughly one legal or illegal migrant for every three Americans who enter the workforce during the same period. The resulting inflow brings the official estimate of the foreign population up to 46.2 million. That percentage means that one in seven of the people living in the United States were born elsewhere. The massive inflow will help Biden's deputies and their business allies to reinflate the bubble of cheap labor that has suppressed Americans' wages and salaries since 1990. That bubble burst in early 2020 when President Donald Trump shut the borders, froze multiple visa worker programs, and reduced the foreign population by roughly 1.2 million. That low migration policy allowed many Americans to get wage raises and workplace benefits from employers who were used to a plentiful supply of cheap migrant labor. A statement from the CIS reported. There were a total of 46.2 million immigrants, legal and illegal, in the country in November 2021. This is the largest number of immigrants ever recorded in any government survey or census going back to 1850. As a share of the total U.S. population, immigrants were 14.2% in November 2021, the highest percentage in 111 years. The immigrant share of the population has tripled since 1970 and has come close to doubling since 1990. The number of immigrants in the country grew by 1.5 million between November 2020 and November of this year after declining by 1.2 million between February and September 2020 as a result of COVID-19 restrictions. Since President Biden's election, the total legal and illegal immigrant population has grown spectacularly, said Stephen Camerata, the research director at CIS. The ongoing border surge, the ending of nearly all interior enforcement, and the ramping up of legal immigration are clearly showing up in the data, he added. About 500,000 of the extra migrants are job-seeking gotaways illegals who were allowed to sneak across the U.S. southern border by Biden's pro-migration appointees at the Department of Homeland Security. Another 500,000 migrants were invited in during the 8 months up to October 1 under a variety of legal pretexts, such as requests for asylum or requests to reunify with family members in the United States. In contrast, Trump deputies admitted roughly 55,000 migrants before Biden's February 20 takeover. Biden's deputies, chiefly pro-migration zealot DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, have also admitted many legal immigrants, plus at least 50,000 Afghans, plus many white-collar visa workers, and have also reduced deportations by roughly 90%. The total number of arrivals recorded by border officials is greater than the Census Bureau's estimated population increase. The huge inflow of foreign workers, consumers, and renters will make it more difficult for ordinary Americans to earn good wages and to afford decent housing. Breitbart reported December 20 on the pocketbook impact of the government's immigration policy. Hazit Patel is an Indian legal immigrant who operates the two-star La Quinta franchise budget hotel where Monique Rall worked for roughly $8.50 an hour before she took her $15 an hour job at Target. Patel's business plan depended on cheap migrant labor, according to what he told The Washington Post. His struggle to find replacement labor felt like a blow to his whole notion of what made America great. An immigrant from India, he believed that the health of the U.S. economy was protected by a constant refreshing of the workforce, an injection of striving immigrants willing to take on some of the unpleasant jobs that many Americans are loath to do, like cleaning his hotel rooms. Patel's expectation was rational. From 1990 to 2017, the federal government inflated the labor force by adding roughly one migrant, both legal and illegal, for every three Americans who joined the workforce. That economic policy of inflating the labor supply slowed in the 2008 crash and came to a sudden halt in 2020 when President Donald Trump closed the borders to slow the spread of the coronavirus. Overall, the federal government imported 5 million fewer foreigners from 2010 to 2020, including 3 million fewer from 2017 to 2020, compared to prior decades, according to recent reports. The Post report continued. I can't compete with a $15 per hour warehouses for wages, Patel said. The government should let us get people from India, even just for 6 months. The government has to realize there are certain job categories that American people don't want to do anymore. The Post did not explain how Patel would import temporary workers from caste-divided India, where half the workers earn less than $100 per week. But the B1/B2 visa is used by some Indians to legally visit for 6 months, and illegally work while they are in the United States. So, without a supply of very cheap workers from his home country, Patel reluctantly raised Americans' wages from $8.50 to nearly $11 an hour and offered more flexible schedules, the Post reported. Meanwhile, the GOP leadership has focused criticism on the migrants who cross the southern border and has largely refused to spotlight the pocketbook damage to Americans caused by the massive inflow of foreign workers, consumers, and renters. Many polls show that labor migration is deeply unpopular because it damages ordinary Americans' career opportunities, cuts their wages, and raises their rents. Migration also curbs Americans' productivity, shrinks their political clout, widens regional wealth gaps, radicalizes their democratic, compromise-promoting civic culture, and allows elites to ignore despairing Americans at the bottom of society. For many years, a wide variety of polls has shown deep and broad opposition to labor migration and the inflow of temporary contract workers into jobs sought by young U.S. graduates. This opposition is multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, bipartisan, rational, persistent, and recognizes the solidarity Americans owe to each other.